Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, are we having fun yet? Tom and Laura in the morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Always worth that drive down Route 45. Keep your hands off my stack.
I'm on my jack. Keep your hands off of my stack.
Yeah, I'm the tax man.
All right, it is tax day because of COVID-19. We kind of ignored April 15th. And here we are, the deadline, July 15th. And I didn't know Laura had a story. Are you okay?
It's not really a story.
All right. What do you got?
I had everything ready to go. Mm-hmm. And then all of the COVID shenanigans happens. So I just sat on it. Like, literally, everything is prepared. And then my husband said to me last night, he was like, oh, yeah, tomorrow's tax time. Did you e-file? And I was like, oh, yeah, the taxes are done. He's like, oh, okay. So what's the situation? And so I got out the paperwork, you know, everything's, and I go, oh, no, I actually have to process it. Oops.
Oh, so you were like halfway there or three quarters there? How far there?
Probably seven-eighths. I literally just have to insert information and click.
Okay.
But it just didn't even occur to me that the paperwork sitting there needed to be processed because I did take care of it way back when.
Right.
I just didn't officially submit it.
Interesting. Interesting story, because I wonder how many people are in the same situation. They said, hey, wait, I don't have to do this now? All right, I'll wait. And now
And I was like, oh, there's more important stuff to worry about. Global pandemic and all.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, all right, whatever.
Okay.
So, all good.
Maybe we could offer this up to our audience this morning and see where they stand. Did you have to pay the government? Did you get a refund? Or didn't you do it at all?
I'm actually one of those people who I love to come out even. I don't want a refund.
Right. You know what?
I want to break even right there in the middle. So this year, I don't mind sharing, we needed to I owe $50 basically.
Oh, that's nothing. I mean, $50 is something. Don't get me wrong. But compared to how it could be, you did okay, girl. You did all right.
Yeah, hey, I was taught way back when by my Uncle Tom down in Texas, right?
Oh,
he's
okay.
A good dude. He's super savvy financially. He's like, you don't let that government hang on to more money than they need, girl.
Uncle Sam needs you, or at least your money. And you say, no, thank you. Happy tax day, everybody. Everybody's got some kind of story. Let us know. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV.
New York has decided to be extra careful, but others are going in a slightly different direction. Check out what just reopened.
Disney World's welcoming guests back at their Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom.
It's crazy. Right now, the boring part of Disney is the roller coaster, while the scariest part is standing in line.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
I'm up.
Life worth talking about.
Can you see me? I'm shining.
94KX.
Stay around. Stay around all morning. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next. Mark has that for us. Also on the way, a check on sports and AccuWeather, a news sports story. The PSAC has now canceled all fall sports. So state universities, nothing going on this fall, just like we earlier reported with Bucknell and their league. Sad.
Yeah. I really enjoy college football.
Yes, so do I. And college sports in general, three of my daughters played PSAC soccer, one for Shippensburg, one for Bloomsburg, and had many a good time watching fall sports. So now we don't have anything to do. This coronavirus continues, no matter how much we talk about it or no matter how much we don't talk about it. So there you have it. What's up? I was reading today where one doctor has come out and said that if we all would have worn the masks when we were supposed to, it would be over by now.
Mm-hmm.
It would be over by now. However, it will continue in various amounts, maybe even small amounts, until April of 2022. I was like, oh my God, no. Come on.
Okay.
I'm freaked out.
I can't remain in this sort of like limbo, if you will.
Yeah.
Until April of 2022.
No. I want my Laura lore. And now,
I mean, listen, working from home is fantastic. I'm cool. I'm fine. You and I are making it work.
Yep.
We do fun FaceTime plus Facebook Live. It's great.
Yes.
However, I'm talking about stuff like Knoebels being able to be packed and just hearing tons of people scream on roller coasters or going to outdoor concerts.
Restaurants being packed. Your bar, your corner bar, people elbow to elbow having a beer and talking about life. I miss
also,
all that.
I really enjoy leaving the country.
Well, yes, there is that. Now you can't even leave a state without quarantining yourself for 14 days. I mean, come on.
The tiny little wanderlust hippie that lives inside of me, it's hurting her. Yes. That hurts my heart.
It hurts your heart. Your wandering heart.
It really does.
I'm just thinking like, I don't like talking politics or anything like that on the show, but I just think if we would have handled this right in the very beginning, we'd be out of this by now.
Listen, I'm going to go on record. We've handled this poorly.
Yes,
we stomped our feet like petulant children.
Yes.
And we've been like, man, you can't tell me what to do. And you know what?
Yeah.
And now here we are. Actions have consequences, and now we have to live with them.
Perfectly said.
Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart?
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:49. How many layers of skin is there on the human nose? My nose is still peeling. It's been days since I've been on vacation.
Oh, really? Tell me that means you didn't wear enough sunscreen.
I guess, but how many layers of skin are on the human nose? I'm pretty soon I'm going to be out of skin. There's just going to be cartilage laying
there. I think
there's
officially three layers.
Like the rest of the body? I was thinking today I may be down to my subcutaneous. I remember that from, I don't know.
The dermis, the epidermis, and the subcutaneous layer,
there
right?
There you go. I remember that from school, but
you're probably just like in the dermis.
And I'm talking while scratching my nose. I'm talking. Anyway, in a related subject, perhaps, we're not going to let you weigh in on this, Laura, until you listen. But according to a new dating profile, how do women feel when they look at guys with shirts on versus off?
We now take you to a woman scrolling on a dating site already in progress.
Shirt on.
Oh, he's cute.
Thank you.
Shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Just my type.
Really?
Shirt off.
Oh, we're all very impressed.
Well, that's...
Not.
Hey.
Ooh.
Shirt on.
Oh, now we're talking.
Yeah, powder blue.
Shirt on.
Oh, I like the way he looks.
Oh, thank
Shirt
you.
Off.
Ew, is that a nubbin?
And that concludes this woman scrolling on a dating site.
Laura Good, shirt on or shirt off?
Shirt on.
I don't think anybody wants to look at certain body parts anymore. I mean, come on, like...
Unless you're at the beach. Honestly, shirt on. Just don't do that in a dating profile. You're trying too hard.
Yeah, there you go. Or even in the neighborhood, like on the beach, like he said, maybe. But if you're a fat guy, put your shirt on. Go in the ocean with a shirt on. It ain't no big thing. And in your neighborhood, for God's sakes, guys, put a shirt on when you mow the lawn. Just do it for the rest of the world.
Oh, no, see, I don't care about that. If you want to get yourself a little color, go ahead. You know,
well, evidently you got good looking neighbors.
I do. We have a good looking neighborhood in these parts.
Yay. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, where our welcome back gift card blast continues today with the Little Sportsman Shop. Be listening later on today in the 4 o'clock hour. Do we have to say exactly when? I think we should keep it a mystery, but heck no.
No. You have to listen all day.
Okay.
All day.
Listen all day, but here's another fat hint for you. Pretty good chance that it'll be Mark Stevens with that gift card for you. A $100 gift card to the Little Sportsman Shop.
Yes, if you are an outdoor enthusiast, that's where you need to head.
I walked into the Little Sportsman Shop the other day, and there was a midget standing there, and I said, oh, it all kind of makes sense now. It's...
Thomas.
Okay.
Tom.
All right, here's another one. Coming up next.
No more inappropriate jokes.
No, this one will be funny because it involves sound effects. Coming up next is the news, the sports, and the AccuWeather. Mark has the news. Rob, the Sports Center with the sports, and Steve's got the weather. A story you won't hear comes from Arkansas yesterday, where a car accidentally crashed into a Taco Bell.
Okay, that was kind of funny.
A car crashes into a Taco Bell.
I get it.
All right, news is next. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Billy Joel doing his best Frankie Valli. Growing up in Long Island, he was a big Frankie Valli fan, and so was Laura. We all love Billy Joel, right?
Yes.
I mean,
1,000%, as I sang along with that song.
There you go. So Billy's walking down the street in Long Island. This is a true story. And he sees that somebody actually threw out an upright piano. It was sitting, like, on the curb to be picked up. So Billy sat down and played it. And neighbors came out, and they're like, dude, that's Billy Joel sitting there playing that beat-up piano.
That's fantastic.
So, of course, someone recorded it and became available.
Not bad. The action is good. Just needs tuning. And the finish is beat. It's a perfectly good piano. It's a shame to throw it out. Should at least donate it to St. Vincent de Paul or something. They'd probably take it. The action is great. The mechanics are perfect.
Billy Joel, isn't that a great story?
I mean, listen to him. He's like, the mechanics are perfect. It just needs tuned.
The finish is a little bad, but the mechanics are perfect. Way to go, Billy.
I love his accent.
I would just love to be in that neighborhood when that happened because I love real people. I've always loved real people. And Billy Joel is just a real guy.
Yes, he is.
I mean, now he's fat and bald like the rest of us. He's just a real guy.
Well, he turned 70 this year, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 7-0.
Yeah.
Way to go, Billy. And I wonder if anybody took that piano. I mean, because, you know, maybe hundreds of people walk by it, but once they saw Billy playing it, they're like, I'm taking that piano. I'm going to tell all my buddies that Billy Joel played it.
Whoever put it out there, honestly, they better take it back into the house because that's exactly what you do and say. You tell that story.
Whoopsie. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. With late night TV heading to Texas for a corona update?
Boston entered phase 3 of its coronavirus reopening plan. You're allowed to gather in groups of 25, or as it's also known, one family in Arlington.
Turn me on something good. Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura in the morning.
In the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX. At 7:46, boy, I've been bouncing a lot of things off you today, Laura. I hope you don't feel blindsided.
No, not at all.
But I got
bounce away.
Okay, I got another one for you. I'm not really sure we need a reboot on Dirty Dancing.
They already tried that with Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights. It was not as good.
Let's just take a pause and think about how much we liked that movie. Jennifer Grey developing a new dance movie that she will be starring in. Now there's
talk. Cool.
Yeah, that's cool. There's talk that it's the new Dirty Dancing movie, but that has not been confirmed. So, if it is, she of course will have to do it without Patrick Swayze.
You know what? It's not going to be a new Dirty Dancing.
You don't
think so? She was the one who did not want to do a sequel.
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking. But what if there's greater powers, as in the people who fund these movies? Would it be a good idea? Do they do it as, like, Jennifer now maybe owns a dance school and she misses her friend, who is Patrick Swayze, who is maybe he passed away tragically, like in an accident or a motorcycle? Did they write that into the... I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I would watch the hell out of that movie.
Okay. Like,
that sounds great.
Is that how you do it? I mean, that would be my idea. Like, she has a picture of him hanging on the wall in her office or something, and she dances in his memory. Do you like it? This is what I came up
kind
with.
Kind of, huh? Yeah. I approve it. Let's get that made.
All right. See, I'm an idea man. I just lack the capital.
As long as they allow She's Like the Wind to be used in some capacity within this reboot that you're talking about.
Oh, now I got goosebumps and I'm a guy and it was a chick flick. I mean, yes, she's sitting all alone the night before the big recital or whatever with all. And
the big competition to save the studio.
Yes. And then she that song comes on and she looks toward the picture on her wall and then they flash back the video.
She's like the wind.
Oh, my God. Hang on, grab the Kleenex. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on a tail wagon Wednesday. And yeah, she's got it. She's got a beautiful, adoptable pet on a tail wagon Wednesday in her backyard on the patio. And we understand the dog just left you a little surprise. I see it.
Listen, when you gotta go, you gotta go, Tom. You know what I'm saying?
He's happy to see you. He just built a pyramid on your patio.
Okay, anyway. Red is a cool cucumber, and I'm joined, of course, by Jen, our friend from the Pennsylvania SPCA Center at Danville. And a huge thanks and shout-out to Wicked Dog Grill in Thielen's Grove for, of course, sponsoring all of our adoptable pets that we bring to you once a month. Jen, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Listen, Red, you had your morning constitutional, and you know, now tell us about this old man. His face is so sweet, Jen.
Yeah, he does have a little bit of like an underbite, so his lip gets caught on his teeth.
It's fantastic.
He looks like me.
Red, Red is 7 years old. I took him home. He met my crew last night. He did good with the dogs. He did good with the cat, except for like when the cat would run, he'd try to chase him. But sure, that's a beagle thing. He even did good with the rabbit, but he was trying to get at him a little bit more. He's very sweet, well-mannered. He's a little bit of a barker. He does have that beagle bellow that he kind of just has to yell a lot. He is an older man, so he needs to make sure he's heard. Other than that, he's pretty new to us. He just came in about 2 days ago. Unfortunately, his owner had to be hospitalized and family members weren't able to keep him. So now here he is.
Oh, wow. Jen, were you describing me or the dog?
I think it was both, Tom. Okay. Yeah.
He's an old man. He needs to be heard. He's a little temperamental. Oh, boy.
You know what? He's a little silver around the edges, but the most adorable smile. I think we did just describe you, Tom.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. How do we get Red a home? Because he seems like he's set in his ways, and maybe someone who doesn't want to train a dog would like this dog, right?
Yeah, he knows how to go upstairs, but he does have trouble going on bed. So, like, just someone who needs kind of, like, someone to sit down by their feet, watch some TV. Maybe some other dogs would be nice for him. Kind of depends on the dog, though. Mm-hmm. So, right. I don't know. He's good with kids, so pretty much any home would be basically good for him.
Red, are you going to talk for us? What do you have to say?
Oh, I thought he was going to do a little bellow for us, but he's not. He's sniffing everything. He's taking it in stride. He honestly, Tom, seems like a cool cucumber. And especially since his owner had to be hospitalized, I feel like this is one of those doggies that he does not belong in the shelter. No. We need to get him a home as fast as possible.
Absolutely agree. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jen.
Oh, no. So Red is just like a sweet dog. He does do poorly in the kennels. So you might not hear him bellowing now, but once he's back at the kennels at the shelter, he wants to talk all day. Aww. So he does kind of give the other dogs a little bit of a headache with his loud bark, but it's just him trying to let us know, like, hey, I don't want to be in here.
All right, let's get him a home. Let's get him a home today. And if you're interested in Red, Laura and Jen are going to go Facebook Live on Tail Wagon Wednesday from Laura's backyard in just a bit, right, Laura?
That's right. Head to the 94KX Facebook page right now. We are going to go live and meet Mr. Red, who is the sweetest dude ever. And we want him to go home to an adoptable home, if not today, by the end of the week for sure, because this dude deserves a couch to put his sweet little face on.
Tail Wagon Wednesday from Wicked Dog. There's 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura's top five of the day. You know how I love people that butcher phrases and cliches. I always call them on it. And then sometimes I take a phrase literally. Like when somebody says, give me a second. I always go, go, done. Kind of thing. But anyway, here are the top five phrases that often get misused. And believe it or not, I misuse them too. Do you flush out an idea or do you flesh out an idea? Flesh is correct. What?
Wait, what, Tom?
Do you flush?
It's not flush?
No, it is actually flesh it out. Flesh. You're putting flesh to something. Okay, whatever. Oh. How about chomping at the bit or champing at the bit?
Isn't it chomping?
That's what I would say, but no. It's champing at the bit because that's what a horse does. He champs. I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah, you got horses and you say chomp, so where are they?
I say chomp. Yeah. I do. I say chomp.
Okay, number three, do you set foot in or do you step foot in? I don't say either one of these.
You set foot in?
Yes, set foot in is the right way. Saying you wouldn't step foot somewhere is technically wrong. Stepping is something you do with your feet, but yeah, so you set foot in. Okay, and here's one that's kind of interesting too, because I didn't know. Do you have hunger pains or do you have hunger pangs?
Pangs, P-A-N-G-S, right?
That's just because you like Topanga as a name.
Of course it is.
Most people say hunger pains, so you could probably get away with it, but it's actually wrong. It's hunger pangs, because a pang is a piercing spasm of pain. That's a pang. So you're having hunger pangs. Wow.
That one I knew. But the champing thing, I did not. I am disappointed in myself this morning.
No, don't worry about it. We all get them wrong. There's our top five phrases that we misuse every day. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We talked about it being a scorcher today. Laura, also a great day to wash the car.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes, it is Wednesday at the wash with Ultimate Express Car Wash. Grab your favorite four-legged friend on a Tail Wagon Wednesday and head to Ultimate Express and wash your car.
There you go. If you're a member of the text club, you could save with Ultimate Express Car Wash as well. Three locations, Sealands Grove on the Strip, Williamsport near that pizza place, and Danville across from the Geisinger. All right?
The Geisinger.
Join the 94KX text club and receive that $2 off coupon code. Every single Wednesday, some of you people already have it because you jump right on it. You want more details? WashMyDirtyCar.com. Also, speaking of details, it's another welcome back gift card blast today. The featured business is the Little Sportsman Shop. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday till 7, and also open Saturday, 9 to 4. A $100 gift card today.
Ooh. Yeah. That's pretty good, pretty good. Make sure you keep listening all day long.
Yeah.
Check for when Mark Stevens rings that welcome bell.
Yeah, when Mark rings that Grandpa Wasileski bell at 4 p.m.
It's pop-up. Pop-up Wasileski.
Sorry, pop-up Wasileski. Listen for that shop bell ringing, and that means you are welcome to call and win yourself a gift card. What a cool idea as we salute all the mom-and-pop shops. The welcome back gift card blast.
The virus.
KX. Yeah, wearing the Sunday best. Chad Evans on the way next. Remember, Mark Stevens with the welcome back gift card blast coming up later on this afternoon. We always like to wrap up the show, Tom and Laura, in the morning with a thought for the day.
This one was inspired by my new pal, Red.
No. Sometimes. No, wait. Does a dog poop in the woods? No, that's not a... I don't know, but Red seems like he's the calmest, most laid-back dog ever. Please contact the SPCA on a Tail Wagon Wednesday and get Red home, please.
Yes, don't forget that you do have to make an appointment to go for any of the adoptable animals that they have available, whether that's out in the barnyard, the kitty cats in the cat room, or our pal Red, who was our Tail Wagon Wednesday pup this month.
All right, let's get Red a home. So Red inspired you with the thought for the day.
He did. I had another one. I'm going to save it for tomorrow, but okay. I found this one, and I feel like dog owners everywhere can relate.
Go ahead.
Try to be half the human your dog thinks that you are every single day.
Wow. That makes me kind of misty. That's cool.
All right. Dogs are the best.
You betcha. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.